All right, 91.1 WMUA in Amherst, where Truthquake Radio here at the Tuesday Public Affairs block at the station. Winding down another broadcast, and yes, I did do that. I did play Smokey Robinson's I Heard It Through the Grapevine, following up a clip about the attack on the freedom of speech and journalists and their sources. Yeah, I did that. Little humor late in the program here, if you can call it that. But let me make a closing comment, and then or let me point out someone else who is going to make my closing comment for me. This op-ed piece on the whole Department of Justice seizing records from Associated Press. This article written by William Rivers Pitt from Truthout. I'm not going to take that call. If you want to call next week or off the air or something, I'm going to finish up here. Caller. But this article called An Itty Bitty Pity Party for the Associated Press out of truthout.org. The article, I don't have time to read it, but in it, William Rivers Pitt from Truthout basically makes the argument that in the years post, in the post 9/11 fake war on terror, we've seen such a manipulation of justice and what passes for justice in these last 10 years, and the ability for government to get what it wants in the name of fighting this fake war on terror. This Pitt gentleman sums it up quite nicely here at the end of his little op-ed piece. So apparently there are legitimate national security issues at stake in this matter, talking about the seizure of sources from AP by Department of Justice, which is why the government was able to issue a secret subpoena over a year ago to track everything, not just the stuff related to the leak, but everything. More than 100 AP reporters did on both their home and business phones, and that's why the government didn't have to notify the AP of their surveillance until a year later, on Friday, to be exact. And here's the funny part. After years and years of governmental power grabbing, unitary executive overreaching, Supreme Court rubber stamping, and congressional go-alonging, the dirty fact of the matter is that almost certainly, according to what now passes for American law, the Department of Justice technically did nothing wrong when they plundered the phone histories of all those reporters. They can do that now, see? In that spirit, here's my note, and it goes on. But I think he makes the point quite accurately, quite succinctly, that, you know, this is where we are. We've moved so far down the road in the name of this fake war on terror. We've been so willing to give up the real manipulate, you know, the real movements of the judicial process, that here we are 12 years post 9/11, and Associated Press as a whole has had its sources plundered and looked at by the Department of Justice, and by and large, that's okay. There's nothing wrong with that, and nobody even has a problem with it, folks. We're at 91.1 WMUA in Amherst.